in November 2011, we were given assurances that when a doctor or consultant would come off sick leave, that it would be reinstated. That never emerged. It's clear that that commitment was broken. But since then, I have pursued this along with the community in challenging the government, challenging the HSE to have it back through parliamentary questions, raising it with the HSE and through freedom of information requests also. What we've got recently is both from the minister himself, the Minister for Health, saying that they are going to deliver midwifery-led clinics in Dunloe, that the antenatal clinics will be reinstated. And what we've got in the last week from Sean Murphy, General Manager of Letterkenny University Hospital, is a clear pathway in relation to how that's going to happen, including a meeting next week with the management of Dunloe Hospital. And what he says, that it is anticipated that the clinics will be up and running by January of next year at the latest.
And it's that word anticipated is causing a slight bit of worry in the community. Councillor Micheál Cullen-McGlasbuck, for instance, saying, you know, we've had anticipated dates in the past and they haven't come to pass.
I listened to Micheál's comments today, and it's a bit regrettable. This is a great story for the women of West Donegal. We've had, in the 4 years before the service was discontinued, there was 1,200 appointments which women in this area, my own area, were able to attend in Dunloe Hospital. We have a commitment from the HSC General Manager here. We have a commitment from the Minister, and what we now have is a meeting taking place next week. I would like to see them up and running earlier, but what the Sean Murphy has told us is it will be January at the latest, and that's something that I intend to pursue and intend to keep them to their words. And I think my track record over the last 2 years in this issue will tell everybody that I will keep the HSE and the General Manager to their word in relation to this issue. But this is a good news story, and you know, I think everybody, all political representatives who represent the women in this area, should actually welcome this and be glad that the HSE have reversed their decision in relation to withdrawal of the service.